Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, we're going to talk about an interesting subject that Caitlin just brought across to me. To put up the Christmas tree or not to put up the Christmas tree before Thanksgiving. This is going to be a little funny episode. So, to start out, you know my stance, but I want to hear your stance.
Well, put it up early. Don't have to do it later.
I agree with that.
Yeah, you can take it down the day after Christmas.
I agree with that. But
and then it's like a big nightlight.
So, big old nightlight in the... Oh, by the way, it could cause a fire too, but okay.
Okay.
That's a giant nightlight.
So can our big lamp right here.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, you know my stance. My stance is, let's get the turkey out of the oven first.
And it's also because his birthday is 4 days after Christmas.
Well, I mean, there is that, but we still have the tree up at that time, so...
Yeah.
I mean, me growing up, you put the tree up after Thanksgiving, and you would take it down after New Year's. That's the bottom line. I don't agree with this whole thing of putting up the tree right after Halloween.
Well, I don't do that.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, right after Halloween is November 1st.
That's true, and... My class, I love them to pieces. But they just started yelling out Christmas songs last week.
Okay, here's
the problem. And I let them do it because they were having fun with it. They were dancing, so I was fine with it.
See, I like our Christian radio station around here. They wait till midnight on Thanksgiving, the night after Thanksgiving, to... start playing Christmas music.
Well, you know Spotify has Christmas music 24/7.
Oh, boy. Let me guess. We're going to have to listen to this in the car soon.
No, I'm good.
Okay. At least you agree with that. These people that like to do Christmas every year. Now, I can understand last year with it being a pandemic and all, you trying to get right over the year. Heck, I would start playing Christmas music in the middle of July if it got over the year real quick.
Oh, yeah.
But normally, I say let's get the turkey out of the oven first. I mean, that turkey's not even cooked yet.
I'm in the middle between it. Like, I want to, but then I don't want to. And I'm, like, stuck in the middle, like, what do I do? Do I go ahead and do that, or do I just wait like you do?
I wait. And the reason why I wait is I'm a big procrastinator.
Well, 1 year, I can tell you before I met you, or I think it was after I met, I don't know if it was before or after I met you, but we put up the Christmas tree at my grandparents' house the week. No, not even a week. It was like 2 days before Christmas we put up the tree.
Did you have to put it up by yourself?
I think so, because my papa didn't feel good. My grandma didn't feel good, so.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that day.
So it was probably after you.
I was like, honey, why are you putting your tree up now? You literally have Christmas 2 days away.
Yeah. And that's why I don't want to be a procrastinator
about it. See, I'm not saying procrastinate, like... that sense. But I'm saying, get the turkey out of the oven first, have the Thanksgiving meal, watch a little Thanksgiving football, and then put up the tree. Because you know it's football! Get some! Mm-hmm. By the way, Clemson plays South Carolina that Saturday, so...
Ew.
While we're watching Clemson hopefully beat South Carolina, we can put up the tree.
Maybe USC won't throw their garbage on Clemson.
It is in Columbia, so...
Well, I can see it but going both ways, because they're both playing like that this year, so...
Well, I mean, us Clemson fans can't really talk right now, because South Carolina scored 40 against Florida. I mean, it is Florida, but they did score 40 against them.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they did. Clemson scored 30 against...
But they got a...
Louisville.
Okay, let's just talk about what we were talking about.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying,
I'm
you
not
know,
getting into football talk right now, because I'm just...
But it tired. Goes along with Thanksgiving. Let the turkey cook. Let the Thanksgiving meal be eaten. Watch a little football. Get some. And then put up the tree. I mean, you got first see Santa on TV. I mean, that's your initial thought that, oh, it's the Christmas season. As soon as you see Santa on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, that's when it's okay to put up a tree, my honest opinion.
And then Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Brown. You got to watch Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving. You don't watch Charlie Brown's Christmas before you watch his Thanksgiving.
I haven't really watched it, so.
You were sheltered as a child. Okay.
Love you, Papa and Grandma.
We
just
do
my
love
Papa
y'all.
Now, but.
But, yeah, I'm a procrastinator, but I'm a procrastinator in the sense that these people that are already showing their trees being put up, the decorations being on the tree. Now, there are certain individuals I understand, but these people that are asking for real trees in the middle of November.
Oh, no. I don't do real tree because I'm highly allergic to pine.
But I'm just saying, you got to realize those people don't start putting out their trees till
after Thanksgiving
or maybe 2 weeks or a week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I mean,
we go the traditional fake pre-lit because we just
synthetic
whatever floats your boat in your ego right now.
I do stroke my ego a lot, don't I?
Yes, whatever.
My friends won't deny that, will they?
No, they'll be on my side about it. But anyway, as I was trying to say, we have to go the synthetic route because of our allergies.
Yes! I got her to say
whatever.
Boom!
Whatever. And plus, who wants to put all those lights on? Like, last year, our tree, we had to throw it away since we moved because the top was lit, the bottom was lit, but the middle was not lit. So we had to go buy some lights.
I could never find the bulb.
Yeah, we had to go find some new lights and just put on it, and we got frustrated. So we're just going to get a whole new one at Wally World.
You want a multicolor one this year?
I don't know. We'll have to go see them.
why are we even thinking about Christmas and it's in November right now?
Because it's going to be here before you know it.
I know.
I mean, we haven't even started Christmas shopping.
And just remember whose birthday's 4 days after it.
Yeah.
And our engagement anniversary.
This is number 5 years?
For those of you who don't know, we celebrate everything. We celebrate dating anniversary, still wedding anniversary, and our engagement anniversary. We don't take a break on any one of them because they're all important days. They all led to our marriage. So, yes, it's a remembrance thing, so to speak.
Yeah, me being stuck with him rest of my life.
Wow, I can't believe you said it that way. You know you love me.
And you know I'm just kidding.
I know. But anyways, getting back to the topic. So you don't think you should get the turkey out of the oven first before you put up a tree? I mean, we are going to put one up early this year, but there won't be any decorations on it.
Till after Thanksgiving.
We're just going to put up the tree, say it's up, to make it look like Thanksgiving at our house.
Yeah.
And then we'll put up the decorations probably that next day or the day after, depending on how we feel.
Because we're hosting this year at our new house because we couldn't do it at our apartment because our apartment was small.
Well, remember that one time we did host Thanksgiving at our apartment?
It was too big. Awful.
We had to move the coffee table to make room for the table in the living room.
It was awful, which we'll talk about that later because we're going to do a Thanksgiving special. And then we're even going to, I think we're going to do a Christmas special.
Yes, we are.
Yep.
And talk about traditions and things like that.
What my family used to do and what his family used to do and still do. Both of them, for that matter. So.
Yeah. So we're hosting both families?
I think so. My side is coming for lunch on Thanksgiving.
Breakfast/lunch.
Yep. And then your family's coming that night. And then Christmas, we're not hosting my side. We're going to my stepbrother's house.
Why can't they host the Thanksgiving? We host Christmas.
It's their baby's first Christmas.
Oh, that's true.
So I don't want, I want it to be over there. So
okay, that's fine.
Because he's so cute. I got a picture. His name is, I don't know if they want me to say his name or not, but I'll ask him later. So I just won't say his little name, but.
I like how you were saying his name is, well, maybe I shouldn't say his name.
Oh, he's precious.
Let me see a picture of the little bugger.
We'll talk about.
But yeah, I mean, I'm one of these ones that on Thanksgiving, you get up in the morning, you make cinnamon rolls. While you're cooking your Thanksgiving lunch / Thanksgiving dinner, and then you watch a little football. Of course, you watch Thanksgiving Day Parade. It always happens every year, so you got to watch that. Then you watch football because there's usually some good games on. There's a little bit of basketball on because they play basketball on Thanksgiving Day, too. So you have a lot to watch. Then you eat your Thanksgiving meal. You come home, lay on the couch, get ready for Thanksgiving dinner after you take a little nap because the tryptophan comes in, so to speak. And then you put up the tree the next day, possibly. Oh, look at that little bugger. How cute. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I think Christmas has gotten too commercialized. And this is the problem why people are putting up the tree every year. People are putting up the tree, right after Halloween, so to speak, because November 1st, you got to put up a tree because Magic 98.9 starts playing Christmas music. So that's the automatic assumption that it's Christmas time when it's like we kind of forgot about the Thanksgiving holiday, haven't we?
Yeah.
Poor turkey. I feel bad for the turkey and the pilgrims and the Indians because they don't get their holiday celebrated anymore. Or if they do, it's kind of, okay, it's Thanksgiving. Okay, let's throw a turkey in the oven. Well, you got all the Christmas lights up. You saw that one as we were driving tonight. Looked like Christmas threw up in their yard.
Yeah. Like, they had it. So,
we don't know the people, so.
No, I don't.
If we're picking on the people, we're sorry, but that's tacky.
So, we went by it the other day, and it was still, daylight time. Well, today, and on the right side is where this house was, and then a little piece down the road on the left side, this one family still had their Halloween decorations. So, this was the day after Halloween. They had Christmas lights up, and now tonight, since it's getting dark quicker, they have their lights already on, and I'm like, that's just a lot.
I gotta say, I love daylight savings time.
Yeah, well, I'd rather just go get one of those little star shower things and put it on the outside of the house and just be like, here's your Christmas lights. Because with him working at BMW and working from like 7 to 5:40, and by the time he gets fully home,
it's almost 7.
It's like almost 7:15 or so. And then, I get home about a little bit after 6 on some days, and it's just,
And that's busy. Not because I'm a procrastinator driving home. No. It's because traffic's a nightmare.
Yes.
Before my friends come in and say, wait a minute, why are you not getting home till almost 7?
It's because of
traffic. And you're only 30 minutes away. It's because of the traffic.
Pretty much.
The traffic's enough to make you pull your hair out. Oh, it's going to be worse in a couple weeks because, remember, I get my free turkey or my free ham coming up.
Yay.
Traffic backed up even further.
We did ham last time, didn't we?
We'll probably do a turkey this year since we're hosting.
Yeah. If you have any turkey recipes, please send them my way. Thank you. Thank you, Bunches.
Yeah, plug that in, right?
Thank you, Bunches. If not, I can always go to Pinterest because that's not my best friend anyway.
I mean, you were on there looking for topics for us to talk about earlier.
I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about. We already talked about everything, just about it.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a man with ADHD. You can't just stay on one topic. No. You got to go to 14 different topics before it's all said and done.
Y'all, if y'all have any comments, concerns, please let me know. Because we need help finding some topics because I have no idea.
Oh, we'll find topics. That's not an issue. It's just trying to find topics.
And to stay on one topic. Don't be bringing nothing else in. I know, but don't be bringing nothing else
but
in.
But the ADHD, honey.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Oh, man. I mean, for example, and I never understood this. So after Christmas, they immediately put out the decorations for
New Year's.
Well, not even New Year's. They even skip New Year's and they go right into Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Even before they get Christmas out, Walmart already has Valentine's and almost like St. Patrick's Day stuff out.
I know, and it's
absolutely driving me bonkers. And we live like maybe 5 minutes away either way we go from a Walmart. And they do that every single year. And even Dollar Tree's getting that way.
Well, from what I understand, when I worked in retail, you have to do that because you always have to constantly move holidays. Because if you're stuck on one holiday, you're sticking to that holiday and you're losing money.
Yes, yeah, true.
Because eventually, after everybody's bought for Black Friday and all that,
which
Christmas
y'all be safe.
Just sits there.
Y'all be safe out there on that day.
Yeah, because most of the places aren't going to be open Thanksgiving for the first time in forever.
Well, I'm talking about the next day.
I know, but isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I mean...
Oh, yeah, because some people used to... Before the pandemic, some stores used to open at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, my goodness. I did it 1 year, and
I'm never doing it again. I'd rather just say, like, hey, Amazon, just bring it to me.
I did it with an ex, and never again.
Nope, I'm not doing it again.
It's not worth it.
Oh, no.
And working on Black Friday is not worth it either, because...
I don't think I've ever had to work on Black Friday.
Well, remember, I worked at that Christian bookstore on Black Friday.
And you got my brother a Bible. I think he still has it.
I sold y'all a Bible.
It was so sweet. He's like, this is the one I want him to have.
And let me tell you, it's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
Being up at 6 a.m.
Or even earlier.
Just to go shopping. Just to try to save a buck. Stay at home and do it on computer.
I went at like 4 in the morning one time. And had to turn around and then went to the store. And then our other stores wasn't open until like later.
Okay, so let me tell you. When I worked at that store...
Yep.
We opened at 6.
Yep.
I had to be there at 5 o'clock.
Mm.
No, 4:30. Because we still had to finish setting up.
Yep. And then I came back and we, I think me and your parents got you and took you out for dinner.
Yeah, and then I went home and collapsed.
Yep, and they had to take me home.
Because it's a long, exhausting day.
Mentally and physically.
Oh, it's more than mentally and physically. It's... Also spiritually and emotionally exhausting. No. Because, I mean, you think about it. I think that day was a 12-hour shift.
I think it was.
That was the only day that I actually got that week was Our daughter's still up.
And she's playing with her toys and it's singing a song. So
sorry, we heard our daughter and yeah. ADHD. See the bird. Look at the bird. Bird flying. Okay.
Good Lord.
But yeah, I mean, I know I'm going to be watching football, and I know I'm going to be watching basketball. I'm not even going to be thinking about putting up a tree on Thanksgiving.
So you want to do it the day before Thanksgiving?
We'll probably do it the day before Thanksgiving, because I'm off that day.
Yeah.
And
then me and Addie could put the decorations on that night.
Right. So, I mean, We need to get back to the normal where you would wait till after Thanksgiving to put up a tree and leave it at that. People that say, oh, it's Halloween. Can I put up my tree yet? Let the turkey get out of the oven first, people. And turkey's got to cook. You can put up decorations while you're cooking the turkey if you want to. If you want to be so early. But don't do it November 1st. I mean, I know you want to get it up, get it out of the way so you can get it down earlier. But a lot of the people I know, they'll put them up early and they'll still procrastinate till January 1st and say, oh, we got to take our decorations down.
Well, that year that we put up, like, 2 days before Christmas, because my grandma loved Christmas and the lights, my papa was like, y'all take it down when y'all get ready. So it was like January 15th when we took it down.
There was one year.
Or something like that.
There was one year when I was a kid. We didn't take our decorations down until almost February.
I don't think we went past that. So you beat me by far.
Yeah. We took the tree down, but we didn't take the lights down. I forgot why we didn't take the lights down.
See, we've always had a pre-lit tree.
Oh, that's what it was. We had...
I think.
The last time we put the lights up, the ladder broke, so we had to buy a new ladder. And Dad thought he had it fixed. Well, we went to take down the decorations, come to find out he still didn't have it fixed. Well, we didn't have a paycheck till mid-January, so we decided to take down the decorations after February 1st. So... We were redneck that one year. We almost had decorations up all year round. Not quite, but close to it. And I mean, we usually waited till about December 7th to put up decorations when I was a kid. Because that was around the time my dad's overtime would slow down, so he would have time to stay at home and help put up the decorations and all that, because me and my brother would decorate the tree. He would put up the tree, we'd decorate it. That was our job. And then we put out a few lights up and everything, but now you got these star showers and things. It makes it so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to Clark Griswold it to... put up lights anymore.
No.
But, yeah, so getting back to the topic, you think it's okay to put up decorations early?
Like I say, earlier the better, just because some people are procrastinators.
Yo!
And they'll wait till, like I said, 2 days before Christmas.
Nope, not me.
Or something like that.
I'm just...
But... I've learned from you that we have to wait till the day before Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving or yes. The night of Thanksgiving.
Yes. Because
so, you win, I lose.
I'll tell you this. If it gets to 2 days before Christmas, no tree's going up. If anything, it's going to be a little handheld tree that we get at like Dollar Tree or something that will just be in the corner.
That little tree that your mom and dad has then, because they're living room is not that big, like this little
right
table tree, but
yeah, you're gonna get a table tree, you're not gonna get a full tree 2 days before Christmas.
No, but I mean, it's really easy to assemble. I mean, I can do it by myself.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I just need you to open the box for me.
There it is. There it is.
I can get up in about 5 minutes.
I bet you can.
Whatever. You're crazy.
I know I'm crazy, but you love me.
I guess I do. I guess I do love him. I don't know. Y'all tell me.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You know you love this man, this hunk of a man.
Did you just say that?
This hunk of a man.
Yes, you did.
As I'm showing my muscles.
Whatever. Daisy's over here with her face covered up.
Yeah, because Daisy's embarrassed by me. But yeah, I mean, I'm okay with it going up a day before Thanksgiving, but not... What would it be? 2 weeks before Thanksgiving? Three weeks?
About three weeks or so.
I mean, that's where I draw the line. I'm just like, no, you're not doing that. 3 weeks before Thanksgiving and 2 days before Christmas, you're not getting a tree. I'm sorry. Or you're getting a tabletop tree. Because I like the holidays. I like celebrating, well, I don't celebrate it, but, you know, having the chance to celebrate with Addy, Halloween, All Saints Day, and then, you know.
The true meaning of Christmas.
True meaning of Christmas.
Which we do tell her about Santa, you know, and how he was a real person, you know. And, but she doesn't understand right now because she's 2 and a half, so.
She just looks at the lights. Oh, okay.
So sometimes we do put like Addy from Santa or something, maybe a 1 or 2 presents.
Right.
And then we do the rest of it, Mommy and Daddy. And
right.
Daisy.
And Mom and Dad and, well, Papa and Nana.
And then Nanny and Papa Skies.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just feel like the holidays have lost meaning when you're trying to go from one holiday to the next.
And it's so, like, fast and busy, and...
I mean, they're already showing...
It's nerve-wracking.
They're already showing Christmas commercials in November.
The beginning, I mean, it started right after, like, the day after Halloween.
Yes.
November 1st.
I mean, for example, Walmart's not open on Thanksgiving, but they're having a Black Friday week, so to speak.
Month. Now. I meant like the last 2 weeks have been nothing but Black Friday stuff on there.
Yeah. And I mean, that's their way of trying to get still their Black Friday sales. But.
Yeah.
I just want the holidays to mean something. Like, I want Christmas to mean Christmas. I want Thanksgiving to mean Thanksgiving. I want.
New Year's
to mean New Year's.
Yeah. So. I thought of a topic for when we get closer to Thanksgiving and how in 2018 we had a flood at the apartment.
Oh, jeez.
And I was pregnant with Addy. So
I was working third shift that day.
Yep, and Justin was working third shift. And we will get to that as soon
as we get closer.
Maybe sometime next week.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Or something like that.
Because that's a big topic.
It's a funny story, but we look back at it now and we're just like, wow.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But it was nothing that I could have done to save it.
That was an interesting Thanksgiving, though, staying in a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think that was possible on Thanksgiving.
No. And then we went Black Friday shopping, remember?
Oh, yeah. We went a little short Black Friday shopping.
Yep, because we got like 2 books for Addy for that was $5, which I want to go back and get those other books.
I got underclothes.
Yeah, and you got underclothes. And I got a picture of you with Frosty's head on your head.
Oh, yeah.
Waving at me, trying to make me feel better.
Blackmail.
Trying to make me feel better. But that's another story for next week or so. Yes.
But this podcast is getting pretty long. We hope y'all have a great night and a great week. And we will talk to y'all again soon. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And bye.
Bye.
Thank you.